Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another trait of psychopaths. And in this video, I want to talk to you about callous or lack of empathy. And this is the third out of the affective characteristics of being a psychopath. And what it says of a lack of empathy is, psychopaths struggle to understand how someone else might feel afraid, sad, or anxious. It just doesn't make sense to them as they are not able to read people. They're completely indifferent to people who are suffering, even when it's a close friend or family member. And so it says with the psychopaths that when someone else is going through a very terrible situation, it just doesn't affect them at all. They just don't understand. They can't empathize with that other person because you have to remember once again that they believe that the world revolves around them. You know, they don't think anybody else matters, only they matter. So when someone else is struggling, they don't feel this natural empathy that other people have. Now, many of these characteristics are closely related, and the affective characteristics, they kind of go hand in hand with one another. The first one we looked at is a lack of remorse or guilt, and so they don't feel guilty when they do bad. But I talked about in the last video the shallow affect, where basically some terrible event might take place, and their emotional reaction to it is a very blunted reaction. It's a very small reaction, and it's known as the shallow affect. That is very closely related to when we're saying a callous or lack of empathy, because when they're showing the shallow affect, where they're not showing the proper emotional reaction, it's an indication that they are callous and they lack empathy when people are struggling. So I am going to use the same verse that I referenced in the last video. Sometimes it's good to be just reminded of things, and maybe it will help you understand 2 Samuel 13 a little bit better with Jonadab. And maybe slowly, when you're reading the Bible, just slowly look at these stories and really think and put yourself in that position. But it says in 2 Samuel 13, verse 30, this is after David has just found out that his son is dead, and he gets the wrong information. He believes all of his children, all of his sons have been killed. It's actually the wrong information. Only his son Amnon was killed. And so it says in 2 Samuel 13, verse 30, and it came to pass while they were in the way that tidings came to David saying, Absalom hath slain all the king's son, and there is not one of them left. So the news report, it comes out on Google News. It's front page of YouTube or whatever, that all of David's sons are dead. This is the information that comes out. But somehow Jonadab has the inside story that it's just one of the sons. And he was right in the middle of that chismes or gossip. He knew what was going on. Verse 31, then the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes rent. So all of the servants, they rent their clothes. And see, there's a natural part of you that when someone is going through some terrible event, you're going to have an emotional reaction to that. And you're going to try to empathize with that person. You know, when people have tragedies going on in their lives, obviously it's going to affect them more than it affects you. But the natural person that is not a psychopath is going to feel some empathy for that person. And this is how all of the servants of David are like. They feel some empathy for David, but not Jonadab. Verse 32, and Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, answered and said, let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's son, for only Amnon is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom, this hath been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. And so Jonadab is basically saying, hey, don't feel bad, David. You know, don't think that all of your sons are dead. Only Amnon is dead. Now therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead. So what Jonadab says to King David is, don't let this go to your heart, because only one of your sons is dead. In reality, this should have gone to Jonadab's heart as well, and he should empathize with David, who's going through a terrible experience. However, he does not feel this way, because he is callous. He lacks empathy, because he is a psychopath. He is a reprobate. He is twice dead, as the Bible says. He is a child of the devil, and so he does not feel the natural empathy. He is just completely callous to someone going through tough and difficult situations. This is something you see with psychopaths out in the world where, you know what, they'll have one of the family members in a courtroom whose, you know, brother or sister or mom or dad or son has been murdered, and they're very emotional and they're crying about it. And they're basically speaking to the person who committed the murder. And then sometimes you see these murderers that just are completely callous. They lack empathy. There's even times where you see these psychopaths that murdered someone's husband or wife, and they're laughing in court. They think it's funny. They have no natural empathy. Not only do they not show any guilt whatsoever, but they just have no empathizing with that person. You know, you would normally think that if you had accidentally done something tragic, you would feel empathy for that person. I'll just give you an example. Let's say, for example, that you're driving in a car, and let's say, for example, you know, you're driving and you're 100% sober. You have had nothing to drink, but let's say you just make a mistake driving. Maybe your mind loses focus for a second, or maybe you're on your cell phone. Maybe you're doing something kind of stupid. Maybe you run through a yellow light and it just turns to red, and then you hit somebody and somebody ends up dying from a car crash, and you are at least partially responsible. Or even if you did nothing wrong, you're driving and somebody happened to die, you know what? Naturally inside of you, you're gonna feel guilty even if you did nothing wrong. And you're gonna empathize with that family and feel bad for them. And if you know that you took the life of someone, you know, accidentally, you're gonna empathize with that family even doing nothing wrong. But see, with a psychopath, even if they do wrong, even if they're responsible, they're completely callous to it. They feel no empathy for it. And as I said, this is very closely related to the shallow affect and lack of remorse or guilt. All these things go hand in hand, where if you have one of the affective characteristics, you're probably gonna have all of them. But this is a trait of psychopaths where they are callous and they lack empathy. And this is something people notice sometimes when there's a highly publicized murder trial, and they'll notice someone who is maybe the husband of the victim, and he's denying guilt. He says he did not do it. But then when you listen to him, people listen and say, man, it seems like he lacks empathy. It seems like he doesn't really care, and he doesn't care about other people. And the reality is, if he is a psychopath, they're right. He is callous. He does lack empathy because he has no conscience. So anyways, thank you and God bless.